accidental death, dependent life, supplemental life, voluntary short-term disability, and voluntary long-term disability. And their renewal offer is to leave the pricing the same and to lock it in for 2 years. You recall that last year we went out to look for bid on all the various things. Dearborn was the best deal still that we could find at the time, and we don't have very high participation in some of these products, so we had a hard time finding some carriers that would do some of those. So they're willing to continue to ride it with participation levels that we have and leave the pricing in for 2 years. So our recommendation is that you renew with Dearborn with the various products.
This is the, are all these products are what we, life, AD&D, dependent life, some of the lives, all those?
Mm-hmm. It's what you currently have, and the product and the pricing would remain the same for 2 years if you were to accept it.
Move to accept the renewal analysis from Dearborn National.
Second.
I have second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
On the right-hand side of your packet is from MetLife. If you recall, we moved it to MetLife beginning in 2018. The current carrier was wanting to raise your pricing to $43 and some cents at the time. MetLife was willing to write the coverage at $31. There is also a 6% rate cap that was negotiated as part of that for this year, as well as a 6% rate cap for the coming year. They're asking for the full 6%. Your loss ratio was 87%. Normally, on their normal renewal formula, the increase would have been between 12 and 13%. That being said, it's still a little bit below what you were paying in 2017. So that's the recommendation there. And then below, you will see is the vision. And they are willing to lock in those rates actually for 3 years at no increase on the vision. So if you guys would be willing to look at that, that's our recommendation to remain with MetLife on both the dental and the vision.
They want to increase 6% this year and 6% next year.
There's a rate cap for next year. There's no guarantee they'll go up by 6%, but that's the most they can go up.
You said on the vision for 3 years?
Yes, sir.
It says December 31st, 2020.
It's...
It'll be 19, 20.
The rates are guaranteed from January 1, 2018 through... Excuse me, and you're right. I stand corrected. It is through December 31 of 20. It was a three-year deal originally.
Prior. Okay.
Right.
Okay, that's what I was...
Yes, that's correct.
Move to approve and accept the renewal rates from MetLife for vision and dental.
Second for discussion.
We have a motion and a second with discussion.
How much did you say that our other company wanted to increase this last year?
They were going to go to $43, and I don't remember exactly the number of cents. I can probably look it up on my phone, but they had been at $34, wanted to go to
$43. So this would be going to $43.
Yeah.
And this would be at $33 now. Yes. And when we're talking a loss ratio on the dental, too many people just... went to the dentist and had, they pay 50% of, you have the general cleaning and stuff. That,
right.
But then if it's anything in size, I believe it's like they pay 50% off.
There's things that they pay 80%, and then there's for basic services, and then 50% for what they call major services, so crowns, bridges, inlays, that kind of thing, it'd be at 50%. But yes, all those charges added together, whether it's just cleanings or major work, whatever, 87% of the money they took in, they spent back out in claims. And normally with a dental carrier, the loss ratio they're looking for is somewhere in the 65 to 70% range because it's a smaller number, right? Their administrative costs as a percentage is a little higher than on the medical because the dollars are so much more. That being said, with an 87% loss ratio, what they told us was that would normally be a 12 or 13% increase is kind of their standard formula with an 87. And I do have it here. It was $43.29 that Sun Life had asked for that we were with before on the dental.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Mrs. Mueller asks that I get approval to continue with TASC, which is the company that does your flexible spending account. They're currently at $5.52 per participant is their administrative charge, and there is no renewal really or anything, just it would be the county choosing to continue on with those administrative services. TASC is by far the largest entity that does that type of work out there, and we would recommend that you stay with it.
Stay with TASC for the 2019 year.
Second.